This last track I have for you is by Iceland-based FM Belfast. Though this album isn't exactly new, it has only recently gained distribution in the United States. It was one of my favorites, definitely on my top 10 of last year. The track is called Cynthia, and the album is called How to Make Friends. This has been another edition of New Music at Pirate Cat Radio. I hope you'll tune in next week.
DJ Shane, you are tuned into Pirate Cat Radio 89.3 FM in Pescadero. You can give a call in to 415-341-1199 or visit us at 21st and Florida Street in the Mission District of San Francisco. So let's quickly check the weather here. Today it was a hot one, high 60s into lower 70s, and it looks like it's going to stay that way for the rest of the week. Tonight we'll get a little bit partly cloudy and dip down into the 60s, and still going to stay dry. Tomorrow we're going to see partly cloudy again, but stay up in the mid 60s, and continuing on similar to the rest of the week. Tuesday and Wednesday staying partly cloudy, and Thursday looks like it's going to be clear and a little bit cooler at 60 even. Let's see. Any traffic incidents today? It looks pretty clear. No major accidents that I see, and pretty clean all up and down the peninsula, San Francisco area, and rest of the Bay Area as well. And on that note, let's also check in on our headlines. A lot's been happening the last few days. Last week, we had McDonald's Corporation recalling at least 13.4 million Shrek-themed drinking glasses in the United States and Canada after consumers were warned to stop using them because they contain the toxic metal cadmium in levels slightly higher than safety. Cadmium was found on the painted designs of the movie characters in the glassware, which McDonald's outlets sold for about $2 each, according to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission and also from Canada's Health Ministry, Health Canada. Quote, a very small amount of cadmium can come to the surface of the glass, and in order to be as protective as possible of children, CPSC and McDonald's worked together on this recall. In other news, man nabbed in one-ton pot bust. Exciting news, to say the least. A Dominican man was ordered on $1 million bail after police stumbled on a ton of marijuana in what prosecutors are calling the largest pot bust in Boston in recent memory. Felix Baez Soto, 40, was inside his third-floor home on Wilcox Street in Dorchester when cops raided an apartment on the first floor, prosecutor Jeremy Bucci said today. Baez Soto was spooked by the commotion and ran from the home, leaving the third floor apartment door wide open. And when police caught up with him, they led him back to the apartment where they encountered a heavy smell of marijuana. Alabama authorities, Vandersloot, tried to sell Holloway details. Joran Vandersloot faces an arrest warrant on charges of extortion and wire fraud in Alabama, U.S. Attorney Joyce Vance said on Thursday. The charges were unrelated to Vandersloot's status as a suspect in the killing of a Peruvian woman. The complaint alleges that Vandersloot tried to extort $250,000 from an individual in exchange for the location of the remains of Alabama teen Natalie Holloway and the circumstances surrounding her death. Vandersloot was once the main suspect in the Holloway case in Aruba in 2005. The announcement of the arrest warrant came on the same day that the Dutch citizen was apprehended in Chile in the killing of 21-year-old Stephanie Flores Ramirez in Peru. Vance called the timing strangely a coincidence. The Alabama investigation had been going on for about 6 weeks, she said. The arrest warrant will go through the Interpol system in an effort to lead to Vandersloot's prosecution in the United States. And in our final piece of news, we have another marijuana-related story. A phone rings in an office with no sign in San Jose Industrial Park, and a caller places an order for delivery. But it's not your ordinary delivery service. The caller wants pot and not pizza. A driver for the Green Access Collective then loads packages of marijuana bearing names of strains like Bubbleberry and Grapefruit and heads out, often to San Mateo County, to make a delivery in what is an increasingly common way for medical marijuana to change hands. But whether it's legal or safe depends on whom you ask. One thing many experts do agree is that for delivery service, this delivery service is going to grow as people discover it. After the Obama administration signaled that federal authorities would stop raiding medical marijuana dispensaries complying with California law, several dispensaries have tried to open in San Mateo County in the past year and failed. So delivery services are stepping up to fill the void, experts have said, setting up a clash with law enforcement. And so that's our news. What I'll do now is I'll play couple new tracks here at the station. We'll start out with the Super Adventure Club. This is DJ Shane once again, Power Cat Radio, otherwise KPDO 89.3 FM in Pescadero.
Love is blind, it'll sneak up from behind and you can people living with breast cancer or HIV/AIDS. It shares its 35 years of experience with organizations nationwide through its training and consultation programs. Shanti serves the local community. Shanty enhances the quality of life, health, and well-being of people living with breast cancer or HIV/AIDS. It shares its 35 years of experience with organizations nationwide through its training and consultation programs. Shanty serves the local community by offering health services, education, training, consultation, and other support services. To learn more, contact Shanty at shanty.org. That's shanty.org. This public service announcement brought to you from your friends at 89.3 FM KPDO in Pescadero and Pirate Cat Radio in San Francisco.
This is DJ Shane. You are tuned in to Pirate Cat Radio. Thanks for listening. We are also now known as 89.3 FM in KPDO in Pescadero. You can certainly give a call to 415-341-1199 or just stop by our cafe studio at 21st Street and Florida in San Francisco. So let's see, what we were just listening to was the Super Adventure Club. First was Love Without Adventure off of their new track, their new CD, Unts. Or maybe it's Unts. We'll see. Anyways, that's a new local artist from San Francisco here. Also, we had Geographer. The last track we just played was Original Sin off their new EP called Animal Shapes. But also, I have Antoine, our next DJ usually here. We're going to work out and let Antoine take over, I think, this slot moving forward. And we'll just have Antoine come in here for a few minutes, or in a few minutes, I should say, and we'll play some tracks together and whatnot, and then you'll be tuned into the regular telepathic opera. And that's it. Let's check out another track from Unts, or the new Super Adventure Club album I was just talking about. And that's it. DJ Shane here, tuned into Pirate Cat Radio, 89.3 FM, KPDO.
Unts, unts, baby, unts, 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 get your unts, unts, unts. My wings are like his. All my words on his lips. And my brain is on edge. I'm next to the bed where I saw
and 89.3 Pescadero. You're listening to the Telepathic Operas. Apparently, we struck a deal with some fine folks to get an extra hour in. So, in the meantime, I'm still kind of trying to get used to that. So, welcome an hour earlier. You know, I'm here. So, tell you what I'll do right now while I get my self together. I'll play some Cat Power for you. Today I have a guest coming in, Yarrow Slaps, hip-hop phenomenon from Moscow via the Bay Area. And he got some other guys coming in with some, who's going to, they promote some Afro-funk, Afro-punk, some samba music, but they basically kind of promote music internationally. They're going to come through as well. So, once again, welcome to the Telepathic Opera. My name is Antoine, and the time is 5:26, and this is Cat Power. ParkatRadio.com, 89.3 FM, Pescadero. Willkommen. Hope you like this. I do. That was a little techno glitch, but once again, let me remind you, you're listening to the Telepathic Opera, parkatradio.com, 89.3, Pescadero, straight out of Cali. Yeah, the Cali base, Mission, Pescadero area, Santa Cruz, all those good old California heroic type regions. So, you know, I'll click Pat Power, but Andrew's still here, and we're going to, there's a band. Hey, actually, Andrew, maybe you can do an intro.
Yeah. We can talk about it.
This is Zach Lupitin and the Dust Bowl Revival, and we're going to play a track called Dan's Jam.
Right, did you get that? Dan's Jam. And 1, 2, 3. Quatre. There you go.
Oh,
chest at midnight.
Oh, yeah?
I like it even better when you just hold me tight. I'm singing, hey.
Andrew, thank you, man. That was actually, thank you so much. That was a band that we're trying to maybe, hopefully we'll have him here in the studio at Paracat. And the name of the band is Zach Lupton and the Dust Bowl Revival. Title of the album is You Can't Go Back to the Garden of Eden. Yeah, it's only one-way ticket. But the song was called Dan's Jam. I kind of like that. They mixed up a whole bunch of musical genres from my perception. And that, and they are on. Let's see, who put this album out? Looks like. But anyway, hopefully we'll have them here next week, and they can fill that in. But I actually like that, Andrew. Thank you, man. That was beautiful. Once again, you're listening to Telepathic Opera, and you know I got a couple guests coming in today. One is going to be a local guy. He does rap via. He's via Moscow and Bay Area, and another is going to be actually a very good friend of mine. He's his Discolandia Records, his connection with that, and Julio's Records, and also he started a company. He's a Nigerian guy, and he brings global world music to this area, and he's actually run the El Rincon down on 16th and what's that, Harrison and Bryant. Very, very cool guy. So they're going to be stopping in the studio and kind of giving a little talking about some of the new things they're doing, some of the connections they're making between here, LA, and Zimbabwe. In places like that, you know, globally, all over. But in the meantime, I am, as I wait for my guests to show up, I told them that I think they'd be here about 7 or so. Actually, no, I apologize. Well, it's between 6 and 7. So in the meantime, I'm thinking I got some Roxy music here. I got some Martin Denny, Manuela. I got some Gilberto, and it's this band I just discovered called the Sedan Vault. So let me see. I'm going to do the magic imagination press a button trick. How about this one? Roxy Music, baby. Telepathic Opera. Paracat Radio. Oh, by the way, let me put this on pause. I want to tell you something. There's a shop called Wonderland on 24th Street. And it's run by somebody I'm becoming very fond of. If you are in anywhere near 24th Street, go check out Wonderland, 24th Street in the Mission. Go check out Wonderland. excuse me. She's opening up. She does Chilling Productions, but she just opened a gallery. If you're around that area, please go check it out. Show us some support and some love. Tell her hello from the Telepathic Opera. And here we go. Lady Tron. Lady Tron. Lady Tron. From Roxy Music, that is.
Thank you.
was Roxy Music with Lady Tron. The time is 5:42. You listen to the Telepathic Opera
by Walt Whitman.
Listen to this.
A child said, "What is grass? Fetching it to me with full hands? How could I answer the child? I do not know what it is any more than he. I guess it must be the flag of my disposition, out of hopeful green stuff woven. Or I guess it is the handkerchief of the Lord, a scented gift and remembrancer, designedly dropped, bearing the owner's name some way in the corners, that we may see and remark and say, whose? Or I guess the grass is itself a child, the produced babe of the vegetation. Or I guess it is a uniform hieroglyphic, and it means sprouting alike in broad zones and narrow zones, growing among black folks as among white. Canuck, Tuckahoe, Congressman Cuff, I give them the same, I receive them the same. And now it seems to me the beautiful uncut hair of graves. Tenderly will I use you, curling grass. It may be you transpire from the breasts of young men. It may be if I had known them, I would have loved them. It may be you are from old people, or from offspring taken soon out of their mother's laps. And here you are, the mother's laps. This grass is very dark to be from the white heads of old mothers, darker than the colorless beards of old men, dark to come from under the faint red roofs of mouths. Oh, I perceive, after all, so many uttering tongues, and I perceive that they do not come from the roofs of mouths for nothing. I wish I could translate the hints about the dead young men and women, and the hints about old men and mothers, and the offspring taken too soon out of their laps. What do you think have become of the young and old men? What do you think have become of the women and children? They are alive and well somewhere. The smallest sprout shows that there is really no death. And if ever there was, it led forward life, and it does not wait at the end to arrest it, and cease the moment life appears. All goes on and outward. Nothing collapses, and to die is different from what anyone supposed. And luckier.
I believe a leaf of grass is no less than a journey road. From Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes. Ah. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently, that when she passes, each one she passes goes.
kisses, he smiles, but she doesn't see. She just doesn't see. No, she doesn't see. She just doesn't see.
Thank you. This is Shattered Faith, and you're listening to Pirate Cat Radio.
Hi, this is Jake Burns from Stiff Little Fingers, and you're listening to Pirate Cat Radio.
This is Otto from Tiki Oasis, and you're listening to Pirate Cat Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Mike from Agent Orange. You're listening to Pirate Cat Radio.
This is Dick.
Did you get that? That was a lot of information for you. Pirate Cat Radio announced a lot of times. And 89.3 Pescadero. By the way, we have weekly events going on in the studio that's located in San Francisco at 21st in Florida. Also, there's some treats if you're so inclined, especially for the Macon Maple Latte. Bacon Maple Latte. It's a tongue twister. It's hard for me to get my tongue around it because I have such like an extra large and long tongue, so it's been a impediment to my speech all my life. But that's something for me to deal with. Anyway, like I was saying, every Friday from 3 to 6 p.m., Diamond Dave's Common Threads open mic show right here, Pirate Cat Radio, and that's located once again at 21st in Florida. And every Friday from 10 p.m. to 12, I guess that would be, or is it 12:01 a.m. or would 12 still be p.m.? I'm not sure about that. So from 10 p.m. until the next 12 that comes up, you got Pirate Cat Radio stand-up live comedy showcase. It's pretty good stuff. Every Monday, Pirate Cat